Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of responsive prayer 2 found on page 285 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 563, Jesus, Thy Blood and Righteousness. The text is Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 22. Again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all who they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him out into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not one of the appointed readings for this day, but it addresses so beautifully what this parable is talking about. So I invite you, brothers and sisters, to hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed." This is he of whom all Holy Scripture confesses. He for whom the wedding feast in this parable is given. Christ, the crucified bridegroom. But as he so aptly asks, "Yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" No. No, he will not find faith, for many are called, but few are chosen. If we heard what took place in this parable, that is a teaching story that is like something. Parable, to mean to throw alongside, to understand one thing by another, the kingdom of heaven. The end of days, the end of time. That is what we're talking about here. And if God were like any man, bitter, petty, vengeful like us, well, hearing this, we would think that we are lost. Resign ourselves to that eternal suffering in that outer darkness. But the Lord is not so.
The Lord, our Lord, is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. And that is then the point of the parable that our Lord shares with us today. That salvation is for all people. At a rather sad beginning to this wedding feast, the invited guests, you don't just invite people you don't like to your wedding unless you're having a very strange wedding, right? You invite the people you love. The people you cherish, those beloved by the Lord, are those whom he has invited. But this king, they refuse to come. It is no ordinary wedding feast, the feast of salvation, and yet these people choose not to come. And why would anyone reject the free gift of salvation? Just come, come to the wedding feast. It's all ready. The answer is simple. It's painfully simple, but simple nonetheless. They didn't want it. They didn't want salvation on God's terms. Like impetuous children, they want it their way. Gimme, 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 and now go away. I've got what I wanted. We're done here. Yet how often do you find yourself more like these invited guests and less like the ones we are called to be? But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business. How often are you like them? For myself, it's more often than I would like. How often are you like Martha, who was so anxious, so troubled about many things, except for the one thing that was necessary? How often are you like the disciples, as they watched the woman anoint our Lord's feet with the precious ointment and sneered, "Why this waste?" How often are you like the invited guests who seized the king's servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them? How often has this sinful world silenced your mouth, silenced you from speaking God's law and God's gospel? Instead, you stand aside while wickedness abounds because we're afraid. How often have you been driven by your own sinful desires, your own sense of wanting to justify yourself and what you want, and so you join your voices then with those who say, "Crucify him, crucify him." But hear again now the words of the prophet Isaiah. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. The parable goes as it must. For before the foundation of the world, Christ was crucified for you. He is, always has been, and always will be your Savior. And so clothed in his righteousness then, called out from the highways, from the backwater towns, from every corner of creation, that word going out, calling you, you stand clothed in his righteousness in that wedding hall, the invited guest, but no more. Redeemed by Christ the crucified and joined to his death and resurrection in the waters of holy baptism, you are more. You are his bride. shining in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that you might be holy and without blemish. For it is not by your own reason or strength, by your lineage, by your descendants, by how many years ago your family first became Christian and have been Christian ever since. Just as the people Israel sought to claim Abraham as their father by blood. Yet this is a family born of something more. The blood of Christ, born of faith. It is not by reason or strength that you believe in Jesus Christ. It's by the gracious working of the Holy Spirit who calls you by this gospel. From every tribe, from every nation, in every tongue, be ye Jew or Gentile, called you by the gospel, enlightens you with his gifts, sanctifies you, and keeps you in the one true faith. That when the wedding feast comes, more than the foretaste we have on each Lord's day, that great and glorious day, as we stand then all in his wedding hall, clothed in his gift of righteousness, as the Father looks to see you, he will say, "Welcome, my beloved, to the wedding feast." And there will be no more tears, no more sighs, no more outer darkness, for then we shall live in the light of the Lord. And let us then rejoice in that wedding feast and the call that he has given to all people. Come, the feast is prepared. Come, come to our Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.